preparing.
Got it.
Get it. Setting it up.
Now streaming live on live streaming services.
So we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Show 30 of the Gracious Two.
What? Ooh, 30, yes.
30. We're
30, yay.
Yes, sir. Dirty 30, party time. We are adults now, officially. We could rent cars. We could do a bunch of things.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to give a couple of quick shout outs here and some mentions. Chris Salenka is opening up for Alien Ant Farm coming up. So you guys go check that out. Alien Ant Farm's a great band. Z-Man's fucking awesome. So that should be a great show.
Very cool.
I want to say to the people out there that Trump Media, Truth Social, is now trading at NASDAQ on NASDAQ. So if you want to get in on the ground floor, it's $70 a share. Get in and let's go, baby. This is good for everybody. You know it's only going to go up. Look at all the IPOs of all the other social media companies and look where they're at. And you know damn well President Trump is going to make this thing the fucking greatest thing since sliced bread. So get in on the ground floor. So President Trump, Chad, finally on Bloomberg's index of billionaires, and they got his estimated net worth of $6.5 billion. And I don't even think they're including the 58% he owns in this Truth Social, which is valued at about $5 billion. So he's starting to fucking get the recognition and that he deserves, and they know he's a fucking billionaire now.
Well, of course, yeah. And now it's indisputable because there's tons of people saying he's not a billionaire before that.
Right.
It's fucking funny. And then I like all the people that call him an idiot. It's like, he's stupid.
If you could take $1 million of daddy's money and turn that into billions and still be an idiot, I'd like to fucking know how you do that, man. That guy's smarter than fucking everybody gives him credit for.
Meanwhile, those same people support a brain dead fucking geriatric patient who can't stand trial but can be president. Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Got it.
Sounds like fucking clown world we live in.
How's this slogan? Sleepy Joe has to go, baby.
Yeah, and that brings me to one of the points I want to bring up while we're sitting here. Did you see the Bobulinski testifying in Congress?
Bobulinski.
Yeah, he was Hunter Biden's former business partner.
Okay, no.
He has all the goods and fucking proof and videos and emails and all this shit. And the Dems keep saying he has no proof. But he's gone. Yeah, there was a great exchange between him and AOC, mm-hmm. the fucking idiot, dumbass, who I can't believe is even in Congress. But she was sitting there telling him that RICO is not a crime; it is a category. Like,
really?
So self-assured. It's right. So fucking idiotic to watch her do this. And the guy's like, "What are you talking about? I can name the statute for you. It's a crime."
Right.
That's what. The faux bullshit in Georgia is all about, like, Trump's up for RICO, which is just ridiculous, too. But, like, AOC's sitting there saying, it's not a crime. It's a category. What?
Right.
This woman is a fucking idiot. And then they cut to Byron Scott, who has actual receipts. He has bank statements showing Chinese state-controlled company sends money to Hunter Biden's company. Boom. Bank statement. And then Hunter Biden's controlled company then sends money to another shell company that's controlled by Jim Biden, bank statements.
Uncle
and
Jim.
And then Jim Biden's wife takes a withdrawal from that company and then deposits it into her own account, bank statements, and then writes a check to Joe Biden, bank statements and checks. Proof.
Paper trail, baby.
Now, can you imagine if they had this kind of shit on Trump?
No.
Because it would be 24/7, wall to wall, fucking, he would be, they would be going fucking insane right now.
They have no proof on him and they're going insane on him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just watched a guy talking about how if they can do what they did in New York to Trump, they could charge him with crimes for no fraud. No one was defrauded. They don't have any victims. All the banks are paid back. And then charge them, give them $454 million fine. If they can do that to an ex-president and a billionaire, you don't think they can fucking do that to you one day?
100%. That's why
if they decide that you're bad and they'll just pick you up. Boom, you're fucked. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right. That's why businesses are starting to fucking wake up and not want to do business in New York. Like Dolly said last week, like, oh, is that a law? No, it's not a law. Just people are smart and realizing what the fuck had happened to them when they like this.
And not even just businesses, just personal. Like if a judge and the AG decide that you did something wrong, they'll just fucking railroad you. I mean, the guy just broke down the trial. Like the judge said you get no jury, and basically presumed his guilt right from the beginning of the trial.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. It's like a complete, it's a complete
travesty
of our justice system. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. And that's hopefully people are starting to wake up to this and see. I mean, I think a lot of America is. I think, the turn has come. The silent majority, which is what we are, has no, because we're not sitting there barking on the internet, the woke bullshit. But we are the majority, and we've been silent for long enough. And come November, we're all going to stand up, go out to vote, and show everybody exactly who the fuck America stands for and what we stand for. We want to make America first. We want to make America great again, and then we can worry about the rest of the world. We need to take care of us first and get this shit under control and stop illegals from streaming across our border. Our poor National Guard has to sit there armed while these fucking violent people are ripping down fences with barbed wire and then fucking fortunately get stopped by a wall because Governor Abbott has been, building it on with his own state dollars. It's disgusting what's going on federally in this nation at this moment.
Oh my God, it's crazy. And yeah, then, I mean, if that's not an invasion, like they're breaking through the National Guard at the border.
Here's my thing, Chad. Like, okay, maybe for some reason, I don't know why they're not able to shoot the fuckers right on site because they're invading our country. But why are they not in fucking riot gear with rubber bullets and just spraying these people and letting them know, no, the line's right there, bitch. You come across, that's where you're getting hit with fucking rubber bullets, and you can get medical attention in Mexico if you need it.
Absolutely.
You know?
I don't know. I fucking no idea.
Because
the federal government keeps fighting Texas to stop them from bringing people across the border.
Insane.
The federal government sues the state of Texas for controlling their border. I mean, as I always say, it's fucking clown world, and people just accept it because Joe Biden says it's cool and CNN says, oh, it's not happening. And then all of a sudden it's fucking happening, but it's still fine because we need all these immigrants in here. Okay. And now they're fucking taking over people's houses. They're literally squatting in people's houses and taking their fucking houses.
Isn't that crazy? So first of all, they're breaking and entering into these houses and then claiming squatters' rights. That is not how shit works, dude.
Right. And I hope to God they're doing it to a bunch of fucking libtards who are then going, wait, I voted. I'm your ally. Wait, I love you. Everyone's a great person. Why are you in my house?
Sanctuary
City. I hope it's happening to many, many libtards out there. Their fucking houses are being taken from them by these illegal people who they voted to let in.
Right. And the reason why you hope it's happening to those people is because they're the ones who are allowing this. We are not allowing this. This is not what we want. So you hope it gets done to them so they fucking wake up and realize, my God, I made a fucking wrong decision. I need to change my thinking and actually start voting in people who have our interest.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
There's a sheriff from Florida. He's like, he just did a press conference. He's like, if you have squatters in your house, shoot them. That's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Shoot them. Good for him. I'm glad states like that. And Texas, probably same thing. You come on their property, they have every right to fucking shoot.
Oh, yeah. You have castle doctrine in a lot of states, actually. So you can just shoot somebody that come on your fucking property.
Yeah. Because what are they doing on there? They're not doing anything good.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a federal judge who, I think we said this last week, there's a federal judge, a woman who said that, it's okay for illegals to own guns.
I know.
Now they're okay to vote, and there's more and more of that happening where they're being vote, it's being allowed for them to vote, and that was the conspiracy theory. Oh, no, they're not letting people in for votes. Fuck yes, they are.
Chad, I don't think this person saying that illegals are allowed to have guns knows what the fuck they're even talking about, because illegals are not allowed to be here in the first place. So damn right do not have the right to bear arms in our fucking country. So stop spewing your bullshit. Well,
meanwhile, they're trying to, you know, take away the citizens' Second Amendment rights.
Right.
But they're giving them to the illegals.
Right.
I mean, do you not fucking see what's going on? I mean,
yep.
But it's conspiracy theory. We're just conspiracy theories, because CNN doesn't say that's true. Wait a minute. What? No. MSN says that's not true. If you vote for Trump, you're voting for Hitler, and the whole world's going to go to fucking, you're going to be destroyed. So the Democrats have to tear down democracy in order to save democracy. Yeah. Okay. Sounds fucking good.
Yep.
Wake up.
And they tried that narrative when he was running for office in 2016. Oh, Trump's going to start World War III. Unfortunately, motherfuckers, the world was so much more peaceful during that time than we have right now.
They already have a template for what he will do as president, but they're still running on the whole, right. He's going to destroy the country. He's going to be a dictator. He's going to usurp your democracy. You're going to be fucked. It's like, nope. You already saw what happened in his first 4 years.
And Chad, here's how it goes, my man. Fucking dirty, disgusting Fauci and his Wuhan fucking lab that he was funding allowed COVID-19 to leak from there to shut down the world and get President Trump out of office. You want to call that a conspiracy? Fucking do some research, people. Why were they saying in the beginning, oh, it wasn't a lab leak, it came from a fucking bat? Because they're lying to you from that point. They're lying to you now. And they did this to get fucking a person we voted into office out of office so they could have this douchebag in there now and have the little puppet agenda that they got going. Don't fuck around anymore, people. It's time for us to be loud and proud to be Americans and speak our fucking mind and not let this woke bullshit keep going on. We need to really, come November, rise up and vote and show them at the polls what we are about as American citizens. And we're tired of the corruption. We're tired of the lies. We want honesty. We want America first. But we have something great for the audience now. So there we go. Yeah, baby. Bobby.
Good rant.
Thank you, sir. Bobby, if you have your that video up for us, please, if you could share it with the sound for our audience to check this out. I'm not even going to intro it yet because it's got a great intro for itself. And whenever you're ready, Bobby. Let's see. We didn't work this out before. Yo, Bobby.
What we got?
Yes, sir.
Oh boy, that's me. Oh lordy.
Yes, you can full screen, Bobby.
And right there, the first video is up. Whatever happened to the band behind Throwing Copper?
I know.
Yeah, what did happen?
Well, to get into that too. Go ahead, Bobby. Give us.
Yeah, it's at over 200,000 views now.
Yes.
Fucking amazing.
Fear back in '95 when it came out, and it was played a lot during the Oklahoma City bombing.
Bobby, raise your volume if you can.
That event. But yeah, it's our biggest song ever. And, you know, check it out. And I'm going to play it for you now.
The name crashes, oh, mother cries. This moment she's been waiting for.
You can watch the whole video on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
Chad Gracie Live. At Chad Gracie Live on YouTube.
I just want some of our audience to see this magic you do behind the kit and how you sounds amazing, looks amazing. Watch this gentleman, the heartbeat of live, go.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're gonna watch the whole thing.
Now, right there, my man, dude. Holy shit. So here's what I'm going to say. A couple things, because I've been listening to your music for a long time. I've been checking out covers of your stuff for a long time. And if you watch any drummer try to do what you did, it cannot be replicated. It cannot be duplicated. It's only second-rate copies. And by all means, there's some great drummers trying to play what you do, but they can't hold a candle to you, brother. And you fucking know it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And your live fans know it. And we can hear it behind this new band that's out there touring under the live name. We hear the drum section and we know it is not the heartbeat of live down there. So fucking wake up, Ed Kowalczyk. Do what is proper. Do what was promised. Do the reason why you got that 15% so you could fire Chad Taylor and have your rhythm section behind you again with Zach Lloyd. Do everything you were supposed to do, sir, because that's what your fans want. That's what we're begging for. And the music can hear what's lacking right now.
Yeah, it's important to be said that the only reason Ed is on tour is because I voted with him to remove Chad. The only fucking reason. I don't care. I've said that to his manager and all these people, and they're like, oh, well, no. You know, they play downplay it, but it is the only reason he is on tour.
Of course.
The only fucking reason. And then, you know, and the exchange for that was my vote for 25% to come on tour with him. That was the deal.
Yep.
That was not honored.
Nope.
It was not honored.
There was no,
I mean, it was the drama that was going to happen with Chad Taylor was known. It was going to happen regardless. And that was all known. There were known factors, and that's why the contract that I have, or I guess it's an MOU, whatever you want to call it, doesn't have anything in it about I can't play if this doesn't happen, or if this happens, I can play. There's nothing in there about that. It came down to the sole discretion of Ed saying, should I pay Gracie 5% or 25%?
Right. And now
let's think about it.
And he's still holding that 5%. Let's not fucking...
No, hey, I mean, I will give him... They actually did release that. So
okay, good.
I did.
Okay.
I was paid that. Yep.
Good.
But that was... His lawyers made him do that, I am sure, because they say, well, that's one of the counts, so you can just nullify that account in the lawsuit.
Gotcha.
But... And that's fine. It's all good.
It's all good, dude, because you have nothing but facts and truth on your side, and the courts will see that. Everybody will see that. Ed's the one who made it get this ugly with him. He had the cancer out of the band, the liar who said he wrote music that he didn't write and all that stuff. In my opinion, Ed decided to be greedy and think he could just take over the entire band and you know, put in all these new musicians and you know, was going to recreate the magic you guys created together. And it's not happening. It'll never happen. That person that's behind the drums right now should go back to Hole and start them up again. Like, go fucking drum for Hole, dude, and get that band back together, because you belong nowhere in the band live. I'm sorry. I've met the guy. He's nice. It may be phony. I don't know. But
oh, he's totally phony. And I'm not saying that because he's, you know, in the band. He's phony. He would give me one face and then portray another face to everyone else. And it was all about, like, you know, cheating and doing whatever he has to do. You know, and he would present this like, I don't cheat, I don't do anything like that. And then meanwhile, he's just, you know, and I don't care if you're like that. If you want to be a dog and have fun on tour, great. That's fucking great. Go do that. But don't come to me and tell me you're all virtuous and righteous.
Right.
And then be something else.
Right.
That's what I don't like about him. He's a fucking liar.
Yep. And then think about it. I mean, how do you expect somebody who is doing that? And don't get me wrong, I've cheated in the past before, so I'm no saint, whatever, but I'm
open. Right. I'm not saying that's not the thing, but to present
right
yourself as not that to me, because I wasn't like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. For somebody who's still kind of doing that stuff to his wife, significant other, whatever, of course they're going to lie to you and try to fucking think that they're all high and mighty and they're on the high road, and then behind closed doors fucking do their dirty shit. But oh, I'm great in person, look at me, I'm real nice. No, you're phony, motherfucker. You're not living that life. So don't talk like you're about it. Boom, shakalaka. And
so anyway, I don't at this point I don't know if I even want to go back on tour with that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So
again, band. So once this is all settled, my man, you know exactly what needs to happen. Band therapy. You guys get there and talk about it.
Yeah.
The lies, the liars out of the group now. So you don't have to worry about this one lying to your face, this one lying to this person. And then you guys could all talk, get everything out and open. You've known each other for a very long time. It's definitely something that can be worked on. I know. Everybody's bitter, especially you, for the way this shady thing went down. But you belong behind there, dude. You belong to have your 25%, and you belong to be able to get your childhood friendships back and minus CT and really go and talk and work this shit out, because you guys make magic together, dude. And it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. There would have to be some kind of band therapy, but
yeah,
I doubt that it would say yes to that, and probably Patrick not either, so who knows.
But you never whatever. Know it seems like Ed is all about monetary things, and you know, once you know the law says that the 25% is yours and you have every right to be behind that throne again, I'm sure dollar signs will start going off in his brain and he'll realize. But what really should make him want to do this is the fact that you guys grew up together. You've been boys since fucking childhood, and unfortunately one of the four was just became a shady person, lying to everybody, telling them not to talk to each other. And that's where all these horrible things in the relationship came about. So I have faith, man. I really do. I believe in the Lord above. I believe in good over evil. And that's why technically when the world gets as crazy as it is, I don't sweat it that much, because I know ultimately good will win.
Well, yeah, I believe that as well.
You know?
For sure.
So we got a lot of news for the ladies and gentlemen out there. We're just going to tease this little thing right now. But there's something great in the works for September in York, Pennsylvania, at the studio at 210, live studio where they recorded some things. I mean, now it's not live studio, but, you know, they built it and stuff like that. And then we have something in Newark that'll be a little bit bigger. The one in York in September, either 19th or the 26th, is going to be a VIP event. Probably 100, 125 people. It's going to be a night of comedy, a night of our live podcast that we're going to do with a very special guest that we're not mentioning right now. And then you're going to get to see Mr. Chad Gracie behind the set rocking out and playing some tunes. So it's going to be a great evening, probably about 3 hours worth of entertainment. We'll do a Q&A with the audience at the end. And then if you guys want to meet and greet and take some pictures on the way out, we'll be more than happy to fucking do that. I don't need to be in the pictures. If you just want it with Mr. Gracie, that's by all means.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an evening of fun. And that's what it's all about. We're the Gracious Tour that we're going to bark on is going to be about an evening of fun, forgetting about the world's problems and just having a good time. So be ready for the announcement. I mean, this is like the pseudo announcement, people, but we're going to give you more details as the dates get closer and where to buy tickets and all that good stuff. And like I said, the first event at the studio is mostly VIP and stuff like that, but we will have some tickets available for that. And then the second show in October in Newark, it will be all, you know, sales for tickets. So be ready for that, folks. It's going to be a great, exciting time, and we're going to have a blast doing it. You'll have a blast being there.
Yeah, we got to hone down that day, because I got to figure out if I have custody of my kids or not.
Yes. That's why I'm saying we're just teasing this right now, but it is September, at the end of September, but we will hone down that date and then get it finalized and all that stuff. But I just wanted to let the audience know kind of where we're going and what we're doing. And, you know, it's going to be a fun evening. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely.
So
sounds
just
like a great time.
Yes. And just so the audience knows, I do not work clean as a comedian, as you probably know, just by this podcast, the word fuck flies out of my mouth left and right. So
hey, Chad, me too.
So Chad, I had a guy who wanted to put a comedy show together with me as one of the headliners.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me till after, like, you know, we started to go through, set up the date and stuff, that he wanted me to work clean. I said, dude, I don't work clean. I said, not that I can't, but I don't want to be up on stage tiptoeing around my words. I'm not a clean comedian. If you're looking for that, there's plenty out there. I said, you can.
Oh, wow.
No problem. You could call up Mr. Mark Christopher Lawrence, who's a great clean comedian, guy from Chuck, guy from Terminator 2. So I'm thinking about setting him up with him. But I was like, why would we go through this whole rigmarole? We're setting up dates. We're talking pricing. And then all of a sudden at the end, you tell me you want me to work clean. I'm like, not happening. I'm not changing myself for you, buddy.
Yeah. There's very few clean comedians that pull it off, but Brian Regan is one. He never fucking swears, but he's funny as shit.
Yes.
But yeah, it's, I mean, I like non-clean comedians. Like, you know, why not? And what was his reasoning for that? Is he religious or something, or?
Well, no. So he's basically putting on a show at a restaurant in New York City.
Mm.
So it's like the first time they're trying like a comedy night there. So I
think that
for the patrons and stuff like that, they wanted to see kind of how they were with, you know, comedy and stuff. And they wanted to start off.
Right.
And to take
all those, all the libtards, they don't swear. So
right.
Like it. That's what offends them. Swearing.
Right. So not raping girls and drugging them like Bill Cosby did. But you remember Bill Cosby?
Nah, of course.
Yeah. He would tell all the black comedians, don't use the word fuck, work clean. And then this.
Exactly.
Is roofing chicks.
Drugging women. And
you can't.
Oh my God. It's fucking hilarious, dude. The world is so fucking funny. It's ridiculous.
You can't make it up, dude.
You can't make it up.
And fucking scumbag P. Diddy over there is another fucking R. Kelly, apparently.
Ooh, there you go. We got some sex trafficking problems, and his Miami mansion was raided. And what'd he do? He fled to a non-extradition island in the Caribbean. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I always had a thought in my brain when Biggie died that he had fucking something to do with it because the way he blew up afterwards.
I'm going to tell you what, Cat Williams might get taken out because he's talking truth. Have you seen any interviews with him? Like he was on Joe Rogan, a couple other podcasts, and he actually mentioned Diddy as maybe having some potential fucking, he says his name as like people that can have some potential sex trafficking problems.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Cat, dude.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams is fucking lit, dude. He's awake.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Dude, he said one thing that made me fucking cry. I actually wrote it down because it was hysterical. He said that Cat Williams said all crime is created by guys with a micro penis. So basically, he's saying from birth, we'll know who the motherfucking criminals are and the fucking we could get rid of them. I'm like, yo, this dude might fucking be onto something, man. Yeah, I mean, I think he was being
funny. Fucking trip, dude.
But you get it? Like, small penis syndrome, people fucking have to act like they're all big and tough. Like, chill out, bro. You're a fucking weirdo. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking crazy. Wow.
Puff Daddy, you're a piece of shit. Pardon my French out there. But anybody who does shit like this is disgusting, dude. You could have the world at your hands. Women would throw themselves at your feet, and you want to be a dirty, disgusting scumbag and sex traffic fucking people, bro? Wake the fuck up, man. How would you like somebody treating your family like that? Because these people that you're doing that to, they're somebody's family, motherfucker. So yeah. Cut the shit, man. It's ridiculous.
I know of an artist that had I talked to the guy who actually personally did this. I'm not going to mention any names, but he's a very well-known rock artist, sometimes with dreadlocks, but he would fly in underage Russian chicks on private jets, like 13, 14, to America, have his way with them, send them back.
I'm guessing that's why Courtney Cox left that prick, because I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't know.
I think there was a tour or something in 2000 that some bands played together that, but anywho, we're not going to draw direct conclusions, but yeah, dude. This is it, man. And this is the problem is that people know things and we've been quiet about it because they want to threaten defamation lawsuits and shit like that. Fuck off, dude. Don't hide behind lawyers when you're doing disgusting, dirty things because you're going to jail. And I'm just talking from my mouth about what a loser you are for the crimes you committed. So fuck off.
And here's the other fucking crazy thing. It's like, you know, just back to the whole Trump case. It's like those people, they're fucking shitty child molesting motherfuckers. And they get a defense. You know, they get to present their case and give a defense.
Right.
And they're presumed innocent until proven guilty. Even those shitheads. And then you have Trump in fucking New York, and it's just like a fucking travesty. It's ridiculous.
Why is it that, I mean, again, that's what our judicial system is supposed to be. You are innocent until proven guilty. But you see a lot of times in trials where the prosecution doesn't have to present such a hardcore case, but the defense actually has to fucking prove that this motherfucker didn't do it when the prosecution is putting up lies. So you're not innocent until proven guilty in this country. You are guilty until proven innocent on most scenarios, unless you're fucking some dirty fucking child molester or some fucking dirty, fucking Bernie Madoff motherfucker. Like, those are, it's like they got the whole thing twisted because these dirty people are in the judicial system and they know how to play it and they know all this shit. So they're all for pedophiles being able to prove they're innocent because they're fucking pedophiles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, dude.
They're all protecting each other.
Yep.
But it's just a conspiracy. So, you know, we're crazy.
But here's the deal. We're not, dude. And
I know. I'm saying that sarcastically because, you know, they put out a movie like, what was that movie that about child trafficking that they put out and with Jim Caviezel just recently?
I didn't see that one.
What the fuck is it called? Can't remember the name. Like Netflix, none of the streaming services will pick it up. They, you know, the mainstream media was calling it like ridiculous conspiracy theory. Yet the fucking guy that it's made about, Tim Ballard, actually literally goes and rescues children from sex trafficking.
Wow.
And that's what the movie was about. But yet all the streaming services, Hollywood refused to fucking support it. Wouldn't put it in theaters. I guess it got into theaters, but they were hesitant to put it in the theaters. They wouldn't put it on streaming services because guess what it does? It calls out all the fucking elites that are all child fuckers.
Right. And that's what it is. They probably had to do independent theater releases and with their own money because no major studios would do
it. Sound of Freedom. That's it.
Sound of Freedom. I'm going to check that out.
You never saw it
again? No. No.
Yeah, it was like last year it came out and there's a big to-do about it because mainstream media wouldn't. They're panning movies saying it's a conspiracy theory, all this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And Tim Ballard, the guy, I think it's Tim Ballard. Is that the guy's name? I fucking remember. But anyway, so the guy that actually the movie's about, that's all he does is go rescue kids from child trafficking.
God bless that man. God bless that man fighting a good fight. Because
there's not enough of them because there's millions of kids in this fucking situation.
You're right.
And it's happening at our southern border that's open for compassion. Let's let them all in because we're compassionate. Yeah. Let's create a fucking child sex trafficking ring that's endorsed and fucking paid for by the U.S. government.
Yep.
Fucking great.
You mentioned this earlier about the illegals going and now breaking and entering and then claiming squatters' rights. There's a fucking Instagram and a TikTok of somebody telling these individuals how to do this to
begin.
So it's by design, and and NATO is offering maps to fucking illegals, telling them how to navigate through what ports of entry to go through.
There's fucking UN stations set up along the fucking route from Colombia all the way up the fucking United States of their aid stations. By the UN, the fucking UN is promoting the invasion of the United States.
Insane. Insane.
And but, you know, you don't fucking hear about it on MSN, so don't believe it. It's conspiracy theory. It's bullshit. Oh. Yeah. No, it's fucking happening, people.
And President Trump is fucking so smart in the way he calls them out, saying half of NATO doesn't even pay their fucking bill every month like they're supposed to. They're so far behind. So yeah, if a country of NATO is getting invaded, I might not step in to help them because they haven't paid their bill and they're fucking trying to send invasion illegals into our country. So it's like, I know it sounds like he's talking crazy, but no, they're fucking paying and showing people how to get to this country illegally. So they're fucking out of their mind when we've protected them since World War fucking One and World War II. Without us, there would be no Europe.
This is true.
Is this
and
true?
Yeah, I mean that's what they do. It's like Trump's pointing out something that's fucking happening that is going on every day and has been going on for decades, but then they call him crazy. But it's real.
All because like
NATO doesn't pay their fucking bills.
Right.
And the UN is a bullshit organization that's actually promoting fucking illegals to invade our country.
Yeah.
Why, you ask? And most of them are military age men. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen. We're going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
If anybody saw that video of those of the illegal people trying to come across the border with our National Guard there and them tearing down the fence right in front of armed guards with razor wire on it, it shows how violent the people coming across the border are. It's not fucking just families coming across trying to get asylum from their shitty government. No, it is fucking middle-aged men, army fucking age, fucking ready to go, come here and create violence and fucking fuck up this America that we so fought for and fought for our freedoms and had to fucking, you know, get rid of England for it. Like, this is what America is about. Freedom for the American people. You want to come here? Come here the right way. Get a visa. Let us check into your background. Make sure you're not a violent criminal. Make sure you're not part of some other country's military and all that shit. Like, you just can't have this stream going. And the fact that people allow it, want to bury their head in the sand and still keep voting these people in makes no sense to me, because they're going to wake up in a world one day where their kids are getting raped and murdered by illegal people here. And then they're going to say
their house is getting fucking squatted in.
Right. Right. But that's what
in states where you're not allowed to really have guns, or you're not allowed to shoot them. If you shoot them, you go to jail. That's what's fucking crazy about like New York and California. If like these squatters are breaking in, and if you shoot them, you go to jail.
Right.
It's like, what?
Meanwhile, they could,
I mean, insane.
Yeah, they could stab you, go to jail, and be let out fucking in 2 minutes, and then fucking go to another state and
no cash bail. Gotta love it.
Yep. I don't know why people want a world of chaos in America here. Like,
I don't know how people like lose all logic when they fucking see this shit happening. Like, how do you logically say, oh yeah, no cash bail is a good thing? Because it's racist. Fuck off.
Right.
Fuck you.
Right.
If you commit the crime, I don't care what the fuck color you are, you committed the crime.
Absolutely.
Cash bail, motherfucker. Stay in jail until your trial.
Absolutely.
Fuck off.
And you have the right to a speedy trial in America. So if you didn't do it, you don't have the money to fucking get, you know, bailed out, you still have the right to a speedy trial. And then you could go after and sue civilly for them incarcerating you for a crime you didn't commit. That's how the judicial system works. So, yeah, maybe you got to spend 30 days in jail for a crime you didn't commit, and then you get the trial, get to prove your innocence or whatever. But at least you don't have fucking hardened criminals committing these crazy fucking crimes and then are out 5 minutes later doing it all over again, fighting New York police officers for no reason. They're just standing there and they're picking fights with them. Mm-hmm. Like, wake up. We need law and order. That's what fucking we need. We don't need big government. We need state and local governments to have their fucking control and to, you know, implement what they need in place. We don't need Big Brother fucking telling us fucking how the entire America should run. The only thing they should be worried about, the federal government, is our borders and protecting them. Other than that, leave it up to the states.
Absolutely. 100%. Meanwhile, you got the mayor of New York. They're worried about coal-fired fucking ovens and you know, pizza and bagel shops, but they're not doing anything about the fucking anything. You know, crime's fine, whatever. You can let people out, violent offenders out with no cash bail. That's cool, no problem. But hey, you fucking dirty coal fucking people that are making pizzas with the coal, you're fucking bad. You're the bad ones. You're the ones destroying our world. Okay,
right.
Clown world.
You farmers that are feeding cows and then feeding America, you're the ones ruining the world by letting the cows fart and put out methane gas in the world. Get the fuck out of here, dude. That's our food supply.
I hope we're still doing this show in 10 years, because we can go, oh, look, it's 10 years later. Nothing happened to the fucking environment. Everyone's fine. You didn't all fucking die, unless we get hit by an asteroid. That could happen. But the point is, it's going to happen again, just like it did with fucking for decades it's been happening. The world's going to end because of an ice age. The world's going to end because of global warming. The world's going to end because of acid rain. The world's going to end because of this and that other bullshit weather thing. Nope.
You know what's funny,
Chad?
Fine. We will be doing this show in 10 years, but everything that we said was right, the people will forget that we said it and that we were right about it, and they'll be on to the next thing that they're wrong about. We're sitting here screaming about, no, guys, this is not it this time. Like, you already been there, done that. You believe those lies before. So it's like, I pray to God that, you know, that this world is waking up, America's waking up and can see what's going on. And I think I do starting to see a change. Like, even a lot of my diehard liberal friends are like, what the fuck, dude? This is not right. We can't have this. So people, I think, are starting to see, but you won't hear that on CNN. You won't hear that on MSNBC.
No. I think the pendulum is swinging. I mean, it has to. It's so far to the fucking left now. Everything's fucking insane.
Right.
I think it's starting to swing back.
Hopefully. I think so, too. And again, that's the problem with people being, you know, silent about things and just letting people run their mouth and spew these lies that they get out into the universe and then people start believing them because we're just like, oh, this guy's crazy. He's talking about fucking letting biological males identify as women and go into women's bathrooms. They're crazy talk. I don't even need to say anything about it. It's crazy talk, crazy talk. And then all of a sudden, it's like a movement. No, we need to stop them right in their tracks, right when this shit starts talking, and say, no, dude, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't make sense to me. Can you explain yourself a little bit better? Because that's not making sense. You just can't let people go and run their mouths anymore. You got to call them on their shit and say, why do you believe that? Because I'm going to tell you 100 reasons why you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. There's this app called The Right Stuff. It's like, you know, conservative dating app that I'm on. But the guy who's like the spokesperson, I think the owner of it, he puts out these great videos just talking, you know, all the liberal craziness. But the last one, I just watched it before we got on here. Now I just forgot what I was going to say. shit. But damn it. I just completely went out of my mind.
It'll come back.
I just put it up on my story. Let me look at it here.
There you go. While Chad's looking that up.
Oh, it says, so he's saying if you smoke pot as an Olympic athlete, if you smoke pot, you can be disqualified from being in the Olympics. If you are a man who identifies or as a woman and you take estrogen, that's okay to compete.
So you could put fucking performance enhancing hormones in your body and compete, but you can't smoke weed, which really doesn't enhance your performance at all. It might relax you and make you not perform as well, to be honest. So like, again, bass ackwards.
There's no fucking logic to it.
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to believe. Logic is, you know, logic. I guess at this point, logic is racist.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where they get to anything that you say. They want to say, oh, that's racist. That's
this. Well, they called math racist. The fucking, there was a woman on CNN saying math is racist. It's like, what?
Wow.
Who the fuck are these people?
Right.
And now all these states are passing these, like, their education law. They're changing to Washington State just said that you don't have to take the bar exam to be a lawyer now.
Get the fuck.
Because it's racist.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say about these people. So the person saying that teaching math is racist is basically being racist because she's saying that the minorities or black people can't, their IQ isn't high enough to understand.
That's what they say. Yep. That's how liberals treat them. Yep.
Let me tell you what the racism is the fact that you let these poor fucking inner cities not get any funding. And then you have fucking one teacher to 35 students and she can't control the class. Because, you know, one person can't do that. That's the racism. Not that these people are stupid because they're a lot smarter than you give them fucking credit for. You're racist. Get your shit together. Stop funding a war in Ukraine and fix America. Fix those inner cities. And I guarantee you all those minority cities will show you exactly how smart they are if you give them the proper tools right from the beginning and the right opportunities.
This is what the left does. They treat black people and Hispanics as if they're fucking stupid and below average and everything. And they all need this help and they want to, you know, level the playing field. But it's like, no, you've got to figure out how to teach these people properly. Right. Not dumb them down.
Right.
Not dumb them down. And then it's the same side that says, these people can't get licenses to vote. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, It's like reverse racism on the liberal side. It's like, we're
Yes.
trying to help black people and we're all about tolerance, but yet they're doing things that make them stupid or make them look like they're stupid, and they're not.
Right.
Like black people aren't capable of getting a fucking license. This is their whole argument for voter ID.
Right.
Black people and people in inner cities can't get licenses to vote. Fuck you.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Absolutely. 100%. The problem is the lack of opportunity that we're providing for these people, and yet we're funding shit that is none of our business. That's why President Trump said it. Make America great again. Fix the problems that are here. This way we can then focus on the world. But first, we need to get America better. We need to heal America and stop the bullshit that's been going on here for fucking centuries. You know what I'm saying? We might have the
Absolutely.
oldest democracy, but a lot of it was fucking heated and racism and shit right off the bat. And then once slavery was done, they made these little inner cities with no funding in them, left no opportunities for people, made them resort to fucking lives of crime. And then you have laws like the Rockefeller laws in New York that makes crack way worse of a crime than coke, because that was like a black or a lower income drug that people were using because it was
Right.
cheaper. It's the exact same drug people cooked with water and baking soda. The reason why they did those laws is so they could prop up the fucking the jail system, put people in jail, privatize it, make money off them. They could go to jail and work for fucking $3 a day with products that they're making that they're selling for $100. That's slavery today, motherfuckers. Don't get started, Chad.
And it's always the leftists that are doing it. It's like, hello.
Right.
It's the Democrats are the party of slavery and the KKK. I mean, you cannot change that history, even though that's not what they teach. Everyone thinks Abraham Lincoln was a fucking Democrat. Nope. He was a
Nope.
Republican. Republican Party was formed to stop slavery. Republican Party, somehow they just somehow the Dems flipped the script in like the 60s or 70s, and I don't know how the fuck they did it, but they did it.
Fucking Leninism, Marxism,
Fucking
fucking bed
wild.
with the KGB. Somehow they fucking did it. I mean, when you could murder President Kennedy in broad daylight in front of the whole world, and every portion of that was being like shown on the news except for that particular moment, and then the Zapruder film comes out 12 years later and we finally see that this
Magic bullet.
gets hit from the magic bullet theory. It went, spun in the air, hit somebody. That's not how bullets work, dude.
Oh yeah.
But the government said it, so it must be true.
Well, you can apply that to 9/11 too.
Yes. Yes, you could.
NIST. Yeah, the NIST version is exactly what happened. Okay, sure.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, since we got hard outs here today, we don't have a guest. We're gonna bring on our very special Bobby for Bobby's World and just see what the fuck
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World, and just talk to him, see what he's got cooking up. How you doing, Bobby? Do you have?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, as you can tell, I'm fired up a little bit today.
I see.
Tired of the people bullshitting us.
I hear you, bro.
I know you do, man. You are somebody who does a lot of research into some of the things you look for. Sometimes you go down rabbit holes that you shouldn't have. But what have you been exploring lately? Have you been
All right. So as far as today, events that went on today. All right. So far, I have this video that I'm gonna show.
We didn't
Makes
talk
great
about the
sound.
bridge yet.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
what I'm
true.
about to bring up.
Okay, the Key, the Scott, yeah, Francis Scott Key Bridge in
Beautiful.
Baltimore.
Look at Bobby on our same page here, Chad. I love it.
Let me
So,
bring that.
for those who don't know, we'll just set this video up. This is a bridge, I believe, in Baltimore. And
Yes.
just watch the way this thing collapses as this charter boat hits it. Full
Well,
screen
it's not a
video.
charter boat, it's a
Cargo.
cargo ship, but
The cargo.
You gotta, I mean, or do you have the full video where it shows the boat coming in from the, okay.
Well, this is the boat. Actually, it's not the full video, but it's most of the video.
Well, let's see what it is, and then we'll see what we could do here.
All right, here we go.
Right, so that's the tragic collapse. You can see cars on the fucking bridge. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So the boat was coming in from the other side. Looks like it hit one of the pylon power line.
Yeah, but it so there's a full video. Look at that, it's fucking nuts. There's a full video that where it shows it coming in from the left-hand side. And oh, what are we looking
Yeah,
at
what
there? Is
is
that
that? Why is it
those
a little
fires?
explosion?
Those look like explosions, yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Well,
Wow.
so the ship comes in from the left, it loses power, all the lights on the ship go off, right? And then it's, obviously it's still moving. And then the lights come back on. And at that point, it fucking turns directly towards the pylon.
Wow.
And you see a big puff of smoke come out of the smokestacks. They're obviously applying power, but they turned right to the fucking pylon and then ran and then lost power again. And it fucking runs right into it, takes the whole bridge out.
So here's my question for you guys. So let's just say that this was a planned thing, that somebody was doing. What would be the point, like, of it though? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would be the reason behind somebody doing this on purpose as opposed to
Just
an accident?
well, we
it's
don't
more
know yet.
distraction. It's like
Yeah. Oh.
everything is distraction.
Right.
Distraction. The Puff Daddy thing, more distraction. It's all distraction.
Yeah, but that motherfucker's sick and we should be
I
distracted.
have a video on that too.
Okay. Before you get into that, I also want to talk to you guys about, did you hear in Moscow there was a terrorist attack that they're saying was from some form of ISIS, but some Islamic terrorist group that did it killed like 100 and something people, and Putin's trying to say that Ukraine was somehow involved in it. Did you guys hear about this?
I did.
I've
I
heard
read
of,
about
yeah.
that. Yes.
Yeah, so it's just, to me, it's like terrorist attacks going on in fucking Russia. I mean, I thought they had their shit on lockdown and fucking, under control, but apparently not even there, do they?
They don't have
Well,
it. They don't have it as far as people think.
if it can happen there, it's going to happen here.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know what the beautiful, I mean, not the beautiful thing, but the only thing that came out of 9/11, because what a fucking horrible day for not only America, but for the world. But that morning, that afternoon, after all this happened, I have never seen America so united before. Everybody come together, rise up, American flags everywhere, helping out, sending fucking water, sending supplies, going down to help out. That's what America can be. That's what America, the beautiful, is.
That's
So
a
it's like
fact. Yeah.
we don't need another terrorist attack to get back to that place. We could do that right now, people. We could do that come November. Unite as a one fucking people and tell them we're tired of this shit and fucking be we're proud to be an American and get the people in there that have our backs fucking first. Woo!
I hope we can do that,
Me too.
but I also fear that we're gonna have like a style of attack that's going to be a bunch of cells all over the country simultaneously taking out fucking sporting events, the grid. I mean, if you, I
Don't give
have
them
a
shit.
substation right near my house,
The grid
right?
is
I have
so
a,
old. Oh my God,
well,
it's
it's not even about old. I
mess.
just, I have a big
Mess.
substation right near my house. I mean, if you have a grenade or something, you fucking lob it in there,
Oh
pipe bomb,
yeah.
the whole fuck, I mean, for miles and miles and miles, the electricity goes out because it's a big substation. It's just, they're so vulnerable. It's fucking insane. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. And it's equipment that if you destroy it, you can't get it immediately. It takes fucking months to get the shit. So you're going to have no
Years.
electricity for, well, sometimes it's years. Yeah.
For those generators to be built and those transformers, it takes years.
Here's the
There's
one thing
nobody
I
building them
know.
right now.
Here's the one thing I do know about power
Oh,
stations.
they're built in China.
Well, that's true. Here's the one thing I do know about power stations, whether they're nuclear, coal, whatever. They have privatized security there that is fucking bar none, because I know a couple of people who work for them, one being my brother-in-law, soon to be ex-brother-in-law, but they can shoot on site. They could fucking do whatever because they're protecting that power plant. So,
Well, the power plants are protected, but the substations are wide open.
yeah, I don't
They have
know.
a fence and a wall around them and barbed wire, maybe, but like you can easily, it's not like you can't just
Could
stand
take a
right at the
small
wall and
town out.
fucking chuck a pipe bomb in there and fucking take out some shit. It's not going to take much. But the power stations, yeah, they're protected. All I think all the substations need to be protected too, just
Absolutely.
like all the schools in America. But wait, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, and what is wrong with that? I mean, I don't I, like it, there should be metal detectors at every school so nobody could come in with that. Okay, maybe you don't fucking need armed guards at the entrance, but what's the harm with having a metal detector that you have to walk through before you enter the premise? The
Well,
nut.
yeah, I think you need armed guards at every school. Just like
Yeah.
every fucking government building, every airport, just yeah. Harden
Yeah,
the
it's
schools.
at that point now. It's at that point. Yeah.
Trained armed guards, though. We don't need teachers armed that don't know how to use these weapons. Trained
Oh.
armed people, police. Yeah.
Oh, for sure,
Absolutely.
yeah.
But here's the
Yeah.
deal. That what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander. They can't just do that in rich areas. They got to do that at all schools, all inner city schools, all fucking charter schools, everywhere. Our children in America need to be able to go into these schools and feel safe and not have to worry about a fucking stupid, crazy person coming in with a gun and fucking causing ruckus. So if they do that, they cannot just do it to rich areas. They got to do it to every fucking school and make those schools safe again. Because Jesus Christ, man, you send your kid to school and then fucking one of the students or whoever fucking comes in and starts shooting up. We can't have that in America. This is not a
Right,
free
but
country.
that's the whole point. Like it's, we all care about our children, but yet they're left undefended in the schools. But that yet you go to an airport, you go to any government building, you go to a courthouse, you go any government facility, any other government facility really, and it's protected with armed guards, except for schools. Why is
Dude,
that?
I
No.
gotta walk through metal detector every day, practically, when I go to court. I
Right.
mean, crazy.
Right.
Bobby, you have that video up if you, and please share it with sound so we could hear what they're saying if you do.
Yeah, I have the Puff Daddy one. Let me get it right here.
Audience, we apologize for being so fired up today, but I hope this is just all stuff that makes you guys think. Like that's what this show is about. It's about us letting you know the flip side of the coin, the truth, so you guys could go and do your own research and really see what's going on. Go ahead there, Bobby.
This is funny. This is from a movie.
Right.
All right, watch. Check this out.
You ever been mind fucked before?
I don't think so.
I'm mind fucking you right now.
You are?
Can you feel my dick fucking your mind?
Boom! Alec, White Bronco over here. Looks like mind fucking wasn't the only fucking P. Diddy Sean, P. Diddy Combs was doing that dude on the run apparently right now, and that's interesting. I don't think for a second that the left-hand side, the Department of Homeland Security, was sitting there going, "You know what? We gotta get to Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's trafficking children." No, they don't care. This Department of Homeland, Gestapo Security, the Department of Justice, Joe Biden, they're all kid fuckers. The whole lot of these people. The FBI is asshole. They're fine with kid fuckers. They gave a complete blank check to Jeffrey Epstein. They did not want to arrest Jeffrey Epstein. They didn't want to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell. They don't want to arrest any of these kid fuckers like Bill Gates, of course, allegedly. The
They
whole
haven't arrested
program.
anybody from the
Allegedly. All
list.
these
Is
people
that
with kid porn allegedly on their computer. Guy not spitting knowledge right there?
Yeah, he's good.
Conspiracy
He's good.
theory? Yeah, I mean, why is no one from the fucking Jeffrey Epstein list, fucking named or
Right. Yeah,
arrested?
exactly.
None of them. Not
Right.
fucking one of them. And guess what Jeffrey Epstein was forever? Conspiracy theory. Alex
Yeah.
Jones was talking about it fucking like a decade ago, and he's like,
Yeah.
"You're fucking crazy. You're crazy. It's bullshit. That's not happening."
Exactly.
And so it comes out as fucking real, and yet there's people still asleep going, "No, it's not happening. Nothing's
Right.
happening. Everything's great. What are you talking about? The
It's like
jab
you're,
works, mask works."
it's like pulling somebody out of a burning building and then they're still burned, they're on fire, and then they see the flames and they see the building burning, but they refuse to believe the building's on fire.
That's right. Yes.
It's
What are you talking
crazy.
about? Well, CNN was just here. They said the building's not burning, so we're good.
Right,
Okay.
yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Exactly.
Like mask work.
The burn marks are CGI. That's
I
bullshit.
got a. I got so, so my. I have a good friend of mine that her brother just passed away, and he had the
Sorry.
jab, and he had got turbo cancer, pancreatic cancer. Took him out in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Got diagnosed. Boom. Gone.
Chad, if you don't mind me asking, what state were these people from? And
They're from Australia.
Okay. Oh, okay, Australia. Because I mean, Jesus Christmas, because you never know with these mRNA vaccines and stuff what it does to DNA and cells and what it could rapidly do to cancer. So I mean,
So the funeral director at the where they're, doing the service and stuff, she told my friend that they have a 200% rise in mortality.
yeah.
200%. Just in Australia. I mean, that's just in her little area there.
Right.
You could pull the charts up for cancer rates and for the heart attack rates. They're all through the roof.
And for all-cause mortality, you could literally see when the vaccine jab, whatever the fuck came out, that it starts to rise right from the fucking month it came out. So it's like,
Exactly.
wake the motherfuck up.
And they're not, people aren't just getting cancer, they're getting turbo cancer. It takes them out in fucking weeks. Just like boom.
Yeah, my
And but
friend.
it's okay. Just keep getting multiple jabs, people.
Right.
You're good.
He
Chad,
had cancer.
hold on one second,
Sorry.
Bobby. I'll let you go in one second. But we spoke about this last week that I don't know if it's a CDC, but every time you call Walgreens, they say it is now recommended for everybody 65 and older to get the booster shot every 4 months. Is it because Social Security is running out and these people aren't dying quick enough that they could get it every 4 months now? Like, listen, we know that if you can't draw a direct line to it because you're a fucking retard, sorry. But you could certainly see that it's something to be looked into, and you should not be pushing that on people while we're investigating that. Sorry. And if you are, it's because you're evil and you want to kill people.
And you want to make money.
It's madness. It is madness. At least we see it. At least we see it, and we're trying to help others to
That's
see
true.
it.
Yeah,
Bobby,
bro.
huh?
Then you get attacked on live forums for saying this shit, and people are like, you're conspiracy theorists. You said masks work. You said
Oh,
masks don't
good.
work. I'm like, no, masks don't work.
Yeah, the reason why Chad's not drumming with live right now is because it's conspiracy theory.
That's the biggest conspiracy theory of them all.
Yeah.
That's the real conspiracy theory that people say
Exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But then, yeah, it's just like, what else? Oh, yeah, but YouTube doesn't censor. Right.
Sure.
Got
Sure. Got it. Get
Oh
it.
my God.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube has the biggest censor platform there is.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Not only do they have that, but they're also a fucking monopoly. Thank God Rumble is starting to show them how to fucking really do it with free speech and fucking allowing shit, because Rumble will take over one day, YouTube. You keep fucking doing what you're doing. Nobody wants to be stifled when they're telling the truth. Nobody wants to have their freedom of speech taken away because it doesn't fit YouTube's narrative. So keep fucking around and you'll see your monopoly platform be swiveled down to nothing because there's other people knocking on your door. Rumble, we hear you. Bobby, talk to me about the streets of New York, dude. Do you feel safe walking there? Like, is it how is that going on? Because I know when I'm in Midtown or I'm even in the Village, like I'm seeing shit that I've never seen before, just allowed to happen in broad daylight. So I'm
I
wondering.
mean, I'm sorry, I cut
No,
you
go
off.
ahead. Go ahead. How do you feel in the subway and shit like that? Because I haven't taken that, but like, do you feel safe? Like, do you?
To be honest with you, I feel fine. I don't feel any different. I don't feel any fear, any increase of fear
But
in the past couple years,
you're also staying alert, and you carry a knife on you, like probably shit that you wouldn't have thought about fucking 6 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's an absolute. I'm always, keeping my eyes open, I'm not falling asleep on the subway and things like
Right.
that.
I watched the most disgusting video. I don't know what state it was in, but it wasn't that long ago. A beautiful girl on a subway train or a regular train, and this big dude just gets on the fucking train and just starts beating her basically to death. She was fighting for her life, and then fucking it gets to the next stop. Somebody walks in, and the guy goes to go after this guy, and then she luckily can escape. But it was the most brazen attack I've ever seen. It's caught on footage. And fucking, that's what people, are allowing to happen by speaking like defund the police and do all this. No, we need the police to protect us. Yes, do sometimes they go too far and police brutality gets out of control? 100%. And those motherfuckers need to be dealt with. But we need to train these police officers properly. We need to retrain them over and over. It's an ongoing process. We need to fund the police further and make it so they have all that. And we could seed out the shady ones that do that police brutality bullshit. But you can't just have a lawless society.
Right. And then you have citizens that try to step in and then they get busted by like that Marine guy who, choked that guy out. Unfortunately, the guy died. This motherfucker is now up for murder charges in New York. And he fucking saved, he was defending people on the train by taking this guy out. And now he's fucking up for murder charges. Like, it's fucking clown world. Like,
bad when they're arresting.
Why is anyone on that train going to be incentivized to fucking help her?
Right.
They get in trouble.
Right.
That's true. Criminals can do what the fuck they want and they're protected. But if you try to do something as a law abiding citizen, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's fucking upside down world like they want.
Yeah.
Criminals are good. Good people are bad. Truth is a lie. Lie is a truth. It's fucking retarded. But that's what they want.
Come November, you're going to see a lot of people fucking crying again. Like,
we got to get fucking Congress fucking situated too, because those fucking idiots, the Republicans in Congress are just fucking pussies too.
Yeah. Well, that's
ridiculous. They just voted for that $1.7 trillion fucking budget. It's fucking retarded.
We say it all the time here. We do talk a lot about the left and shit, but we're not voting along political lines here. A lot of our ideals, swing center to a little right, but that's only because they're the ones thinking properly now. But it's vote per candidate and what they stand for and what they've proven, not just along political lines, because you start doing that, that's when you start getting fucking lunatics in office that don't have your best interests at heart. So you have to not just vote along your political lines. You actually have to go out and research the person you're voting for and make sure what they stand for is fucking good, because you have it on the right shitty people. You have it on the left shitty people. So like Trump said, drain the fucking swamp and let's make America great again. How do you not get on board with that? Just because you don't agree with the guy talking about grabbing a girl by the pussy. When he thought he was on a hot mic. Bobby, mute yourself, please. You know what I'm saying? That's where people got twisted. Oh, yeah. Is they wanted to use shit before he was president. Bobby, please mute yourself. And, I hear you talking in the background. I got it. That's the thing is they want to use clips of President Trump when he's on a hot mic talking to a guy like he's in a locker room, or fights he got in with Rosie O'Donnell calling her fat and making him. But judge the man on his actions in office and what he did for the country, not based on fucking verbal spats he get into people, because he's a smart man and he could fucking murder you with his mouth and he does it a lot. But what he actually does come business-wise and running the country-wise is right on the money, right on point, right for America. So you want to sit there because of what somebody says, fucking joking around or fucking having little spats with somebody? Wake up, dude, because Joe Biden sits there and lies to your faces and does a bunch of shady shit, sniffing little people's fucking hair, showering with his daughter, raising his fucking drug addict son, allowing him to fucking extract money from China and Ukraine, put it in his own bank account, give it to his uncle,
to his dad.
Yeah. So it's like, just come on, people. Judge people by their fucking actions, not by the stupid words that they say when they're trying to be funny.
Oh, by the way, Joe Biden's been on vacation 440 days of his presidency. Like 39% of his presidency has been on vacation.
And he's been sleeping the other fucking 500.
Yeah, exactly. Walking around the White House naked, fucking shitting on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Not controlling his dog, allowing the dog to bite Secret Service men like 17 different times. Like, you can't control a dog. You can't control a fucking foreign country that's trying to fucking invade you. And you can't fucking talk. The fact that he hasn't talked to Vladimir Putin since this war started in Ukraine, and he's just sending $100 billion over there, is absurd. Yep. Is absurd. Why don't you fucking do the diplomatic thing and call up a leader that you oppose and say, What the fuck is going on? Why are you invading this country? They're a sovereign nation. Yeah. Talk before you go to war.
Well, exactly.
God damn.
Well, as I've said before, Zelensky was going to sign the peace agreement with Russia until Biden got in office and sent fucking Boris Johnson over there to tell him not to. And then the war started.
Yep. And look at them trying to turn their back on Israel right now. God bless Israel. They were attacked first. Of course, they're going to try and go and flatten fucking everything. And sleepy fucking Joe is now turning his back on the fucking on that nation. For what fucking reason, dude? The same way we wanted blood after 9/11 is the same way Israel wants blood fucking now. And they deserve it.
Well, because he has a whole fucking sect of his party that support terrorists now.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole legion of this stupid, young, libtard, college-age fucking kids that think, free Palestine. When you free Palestine, what are you freeing them to? Like, who's going to be free? Because they're controlled by Hamas.
Right.
So you say free Palestine, you want to free them from Hamas? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They voted for Hamas, by the way, to rule them exactly. And get them. So fucking, we ain't freeing them from nobody.
That's the thing. That's, these people are fucking retards. Let's free Palestine.
Yeah, gays for Palestine. Go over there and be gay.
That's the best one.
It is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Gays for Palestine. So, oh, my God. Yeah. Go ahead. Go visit Palestine. You could go visit Palestine before the war started, and it was, you know, sort of nice. If you went there, they would fucking stone you to death. They find out you're gay.
Absolutely. They don't put up with fucking, you know, that shit over there, which is horrible. They don't believe in a free society. They don't believe in fucking two people being able to love each other. Yet you want to say you're gay and for Palestine. Okay, motherfucker, then you're weird and you're dumb and you're mentally ill. Sorry. Mm-hmm. On a good note, let the audience know this. Next week, we have a fucking great show. It'll be a fun show. Probably not political. We have Miss Tammy Erin coming on. If you're wondering who that is, it's Pippi Longstocking, baby. So if you remember the 1989 movie, that's who we have coming on. She's got a lot of great stuff coming up. Her boyfriend and her are got these celebrity boxing matches they're putting out. So next week's show is going to be a very fun show. And Tammy Erin's going to be a great guest. She's a very sweet girl. She's cool as shit. And I'm excited to talk to her and see what they got coming up on the horizon. Go check out Mr. Chad Gracie's channels. I know you got the YouTube channel. I know you guys are going in troves over there and watching what the man, the myth, the legend, the heartbeat of live is doing. And just to see these overhead shots, dude, your head down, banging these drums like nobody's business. Nobody could do it like you, dude. I love how you're showing drummers how you do it, but good luck trying to do it, guys. Try hard.
Thanks. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got more to come. I have two more in the bag. I'm going to make more when I go back to Pennsylvania. So
I love it.
People have requests. They're like, play this. I'm like, okay, well, I'll try to get to everything.
Meltdown, dude. Your drums on Meltdown are fucking fire.
I just saw your AI, art for yes, Meltdown. Sir. It's cool. I shared it. Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. But yeah, so check us out on Instagram. Don't forget, we do have live shows we do on Instagram a couple times per month. Chad and I are going to discuss when we're going to do it next. And then we'll, the day before, let you guys know.
We should do one tomorrow. I don't have the kids. It's easy.
Okay, cool. Cool. I have shows in the city tomorrow, like Thursday or Friday would be the best. Okay. But yeah, okay, cool.
Thursday works because Friday I can get the kids back.
Perfect. Thursday will be perfect then. So there you heard it, folks. The_gracious_2 on Instagram. We'll be doing it Thursday. We'll let you know Wednesday what time we're going to be coming on. And this show is for you guys, audience members. Come on, ask questions, ask topics. If you want to join the broadcast, click the video button. If we see you, we'll try to get you on there. But we're going to have fun on there, interact with you guys. And Bill won't be on this one. He'll be on ones in the future because he's got a lot to say and it's all truth. But
Bill gets fired up and he has every right to get fired up.
Yes, he does. And he got us fired up. And then, you know, Chad couldn't talk for a little bit. So we want to have a relaxed show where just the audience, the fans of Chad's and everybody come on and just, you know, talk about some fun.
I can tell you this, in Bill's case, it's going to be some nice surprises coming up and making Bill look good. So
yes,
it's going to be interesting soon.
God bless the truth. God bless Bill. We are the gracious two putting the shit in bullshit. We will see you fucking next week, people.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you is right. Thank you, guys.